Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It's finally Friday.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, okay. Let's not make too much of that. It's our weekly wrap-up time, and it's a time where we sort of reflect on the week that was and get a bit more in-depth analysis on the biggest headlines.
And today helping us out is Jeff Ng, Senior Treasury Strategist at HL Bank. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking the time, sir. I want to start off with a headline that's been popping in and out of the news this week, the ASEAN Summit. Any initial impressions, and more importantly, with the RCEP expected to be signed on Sunday, what are you hoping for out of it?
Yes, I think I believe that this is happening at a very significant time where the world, as well as ASEAN, is grappled with the COVID-19. At the same time, of course, it's also settled with some continued U.S.-China tensions. Mm. I think one good point of it is that it continues to reaffirm the cooperation between Southeast Asia. This continues to be a growth region where, in the absence of, let's say, some recovery in some major economies, this will be an area of growth and opportunities with a lot of young demographics. And yes, with the RCEP, I think with China and other economy signing the agreement with ASEAN, it does signal at further cooperation ahead. I think what we watch out for going forward is also, if possible, with a new administration in the U.S., whether there will be any developments, for instance, on the TPP front, the Trans-Pacific Partnership front.
Yeah, I think they'll be studying it in the future.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the world's biggest free trade agreement, and the U.S. wasn't part of it.
Years in the making.
Exactly. But let's move on to the other big news that's come out this week. And of course, you mentioned it there in your answer. You mentioned the words COVID-19. At the beginning of the week, we heard about a vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech. It prevents more than 90% of people tested from getting COVID. Obviously, that boosted markets, but then the rally fizzled out. Here at home, Health Minister Gan Kim Yong has said that Singapore's working towards securing a portfolio of COVID-19 vaccines. But this is the first announcement that a vaccine can protect us. How much of a breakthrough is this? Or should we be cautious, Jeff?
I think it's a mix of both, really, because markets, I think including ourselves, we have been waiting for some developments on the vaccine front for months for now. And I think over the past few months, what we have been seeing is that there's been some setbacks. So some vaccine trials have been held back or even delayed or even suspended. And I think it overall shows the challenges of getting the COVID-19 vaccine ready. And if you look at some of the news coming out from it, for instance, minus 70 degrees Celsius storage, it will not be that easy and it will not be so fast for the whole world to receive the vaccination. So you take time to fine-tune all this for perfection, for approval, for storage, as well as distribution. However, I think this represents a very significant upside, especially for those hard-hit economies like the US, the UK, and Europe. So for now, I think we see this news continuing to support markets. For instance, for healthcare stocks, this may continue to help them because short-term-wise, there's the COVID-19 demand, and long-term-wise, for instance, there's aging populations in the world, and there's also other issues like rising wealth and more kind of budget for us to spend on healthcare.
Yeah, and so that's one area that markets tend to look out for as we try to return to normal. The other, and we've got at least two more to talk about, the other one is, you know, that move towards phase three, and in particular, everyone's observing the nightlife sector. So the government released a nightlife pilot program, should start early next year. Karaoke establishments allowing groups of up to five. Clubs will allow a capacity limit of up to 100 people, although you'll be dancing 2 meters apart. Patrons will have to take a COVID-19 test 24 hours before they can enter one of these joints, and COVID-19 safety measures will be in place. So you got to take a test as well, which is going to cost you, by the way. I mean, is this viable? What do markets make of this, or are we looking at it caution? We wait and see.
I think it's another positive because based on what we have seen in terms of recent developments in Singapore, we are it's very likely that we could see a strong pickup and response. For instance, we've seen that the hotels that have reopened, we had some strong responses in indications.
True.
So I think there's definitely upsides to the economy because Singapore needs to continue to reopen more and more, and that should help with getting GDP growth back to, for instance, zero, because we've had double-digit contractions and still a very big contraction in the third quarter compared to that of last year. Of course, there's still issues. For instance, clubs will have to juggle between demand and managing all these operating procedures. The cost, for instance, of operating COVID tests costs $30 each, and I believe that the government will have some support for that. So I think there will be operating costs as an issue because some clubs, for instance, they may operate at a loss due to these lower capacities, even though I think this can also mean a return back to normality and a race to be the first to be there.
Okay, so on another positive note, of course, that travel bubble between Singapore and Hong Kong, that's opening up on November 22nd. Tickets, though, to November 30th are already sold out. There is a sort of a new framework in place, no quarantine, but COVID-19 testing. Do you think the eyes of the world, Jeff, will be on this travel bubble? Could it be a template for other countries?
Yes, indeed. I think I see this as a very big milestone, even though in terms of the travel, it could just be a very small impact to economies. And we've already seen some airline stocks start to rebound. And the response has been kind of tremendous as well. We have seen some of these flights for the first week being stepped out within hours. Costs are likely to be high due to the limited nature of it, but consumers, I think, will be happy to pay this premium. We see that to supporting consumer stocks going forward. There's some revenge spending going forward, and I think the COVID-19 has impacted, for instance, the lower income a bit more than the higher income, so there's definitely some room for some of those who can afford to spend. And I think that will continue to help the Singapore economy as we explore more of this.
We are running out of time, Jeff. One thing that's really benefited was Singles Day, but I want to skip ahead of that and talk about the news yesterday about this tech pass that's going to be launched next year. So it's for top-tier foreign professionals and experts looking to start businesses. What does this do for Singapore when you are trying to create this technology hub here in Singapore? How does it push us forward?
It's another opportunity because the COVID-19 has definitely accelerated several trends, and part of it is digitization. So having this tech pass, I believe, will help to propel Singapore, for instance, to the next frontier where we do have to do some restructuring of the economy. And I think this tech pass will definitely support us in that front.
Yeah, better prepare for the jobs of tomorrow today.
That's right.
Jeff, Senior Treasury Strategist at HL Bank. Always a pleasure speaking with you, Jeff. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.